We continue our week-long series of questions and answers from the Peabody Hotel debate last week between Senator Blanche Lincoln and Congressman John Bozeman. Democrat Lincoln is seeking a third term in the Senate, while Republican John Bozeman is asking voters to elect him to the seat. The debate was organized and moderated by Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net. The question we'll hear on today's edition of Ozarks at Large was one that many of you suggested after I asked what issues you were interested in hearing the candidates address. Congressman Bozeman, you've mentioned in campaign appearances and materials that you think energy independence for the United States is a major issue. What specifically should happen over the next 6 years? What equation would you like to see to have the United States become energy independent?
Well, I'm a T. Boone Pickens guy in the sense that he's big on wind and things like that. That's great. He's also big on natural gas. Again, I think that's a great direction to go. But when you listen to him talk, the primary thing that he tells you is we need to use it all. If it's American, we need to use it in a safe, environmentally friendly way. And we can do that. We're the only country in the world that's not using the natural resources that we were blessed with. And this is the reason that we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars overseas to people that don't like us. So it's a national security issue. It would dramatically help our economy. So again, I believe that we need to use all of our energy resources in an environmentally friendly way. I also think that we need a lot more nuclear power in this country. France is 85% nuclear in that regard. And so that's something we need to look at. With the new nuclear type of technology, you can actually reconstitute the fuel. We've got people that have spent their entire working career on board a nuclear-powered submarine or aircraft carrier with the unit as close as from here to there. Again, this is very, very safe. So that's what we need to look at is being in a position that if it's American, we need to use geothermal, whatever. We need to get rid of our dependence on foreign oil, and that's how you do it.
Senator Lincoln?
Well, I think it's also a key component of our economy. I think we have to move from an old energy economy to a new energy economy if we want to create good green jobs, and I think we do. If we want to be a player in the global economy, we also need to make sure that we're doing that because lessening our dependence on foreign oil is essential, both to our economy and to our national security. I think we do have a responsibility, too, to clean up our environment. And I think there are great opportunities for us in Arkansas. We can set the stage, and we've done it in the past. If you look at how Arkansas has designed its energy needs, it's designed it in a very diverse way, whether it's solar or wind, which are small parts of what we have now. But more importantly, if you look at nuclear, you look at hydro, you look at natural gas, we're sitting on enough natural gas in this state that has bolstered our economy already to be a tremendous resource for energy. It's 50% less the carbon emission that coal-fired is. But we also have great ingenuity in South Arkansas. I've been working with scientists down there that are looking at algae as an opportunity not to be a fuel, but also to be a digester for to putting on the stacks of coal-fired energy plants. There's great opportunity there. We've got great incentives to do it, whether it's safety and national security, whether it's clean energy and a clean environment, or whether it's just job creation. Those are great opportunities, and I think they're all important. Domestic production is absolutely essential, and what we have here in this state we should be proud of, and we should continue to advance it.
Congressman Bozeman, would you like to add anything to your
The only thing I would add is the one thing that we don't need to do is institute the cap-and-trade tax, the cap-and-trade bill, which Senator Lincoln has co-sponsored twice. That would devastate the energy industry in Arkansas. For every green job that's created, three energy jobs would be lost. Now, don't ask me. Go to southern Arkansas. Ask your producers. Ask the people that run the refineries down there. Again, that would devastate Arkansas as far as its energy production, not only Arkansas, but the country as a whole. That would make us more dependent on foreign oil than anything else we could do. So I'm adamantly opposed to that. I'm also opposed to it because it would double your utilities. Imagine what that does to single moms. Imagine what that does to people on fixed incomes. Add a dollar a gallon at least to the price of gasoline. So again, that's a path that we don't need to go down. I voted against it.
Senator Lincoln, final rebuttal.
Well, I think that's a good example of where I've spent a little bit of time in the timeout chair in my caucus, because I did oppose cap and trade as it came out of the House and out of the Senate committees. I did believe it picked winners and losers, and I don't think it moves us forward in terms of the objectives that we want to see, taking into consideration what it does in terms of the cost to low income, as well as what it costs our farmers and agriculture. So I didn't support the cap and trade that came out of the House or the Senate committees, and I'm certainly going to make sure that I don't support any of those that are not beneficial to Arkansas.
The major party candidate seeking the U.S. Senate seat in Arkansas in November, Blanche Lincoln and John Bozeman, sat across a table from each other inside the Peabody Hotel in Little Rock last Friday. Tomorrow, one more session from that debate. It was moderated and largely organized by Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net and the publisher of the magazine Talk Business Quarterly. Support for Roby Brock's coverage of Arkansas business and politics is provided by Hendricks College, a residential undergraduate liberal arts college. Learn more at hendricks.edu/odyssey. And the Little Rock National Airport at fly-lit.com, where travelers can book air, car, and hotel reservations online, track flights, and check the weather. Mobile phone access is also available at fly-lit.com/mobile. And Bank of the Ozarks, offering the tools and services to make Arkansas businesses work. More information is available at bankozarks.com.